Rio Del swore in new city council member Amanda Carter, as well as returning council members Gordon Johnson and Frank Wilson, at their December 15th council meeting. Carter has been a member of the City Nuisance Advisory Committee prior to joining the council. After the members were sworn in, they voted unanimously to return Deborah Garnes as mayor. Councilmember Wilson commented prior to the vote.
I would just like to say that in light of all of the things that have gone on this last, particularly this last year, and with the developments through the pandemic and that situation, that I believe that our mayor Garnes has done an outstanding job with the other cities and the state agencies, and that I personally would like to see her continue in that role as it is just for continuity as we go forward.
The council then voted unanimously for Gordon Johnson as mayor pro tem. The council members also thanked outgoing member Sue Strawn for serving 4 years on the council before choosing to not run for re-election. Council member Julie Woodall.
I would like to thank Sue Strand, too, for serving for 4 years. A lot of people may not realize it, but it's a time-consuming job, and she served on HCOG. She was our liaison to the fire department, and I think she served her constituency very well, and I just want to say thank you, Sue, for spending doing your time. Oh, that sounds awful, doing your time, but thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Councilmember Wilson?
Yes, as well as Councilmember Woodall, I'd like to thank Sue as well for her 4 years. As Julie said, it was taxing, and she's been dealing with a sick mother-in-law that's aged as well. So thank you, Sue.
Second District Supervisor-elect Michelle Bushnell attended the meeting virtually in order to introduce herself to the city.
So I just wanted to say hi and introduce myself. I met you guys, came to one of your meetings when I was campaigning. I want to make sure that the lines of communications are open. I take my oath is January 4th. I will be keeping same hours Thursdays in Fortuna, and am available to come to Rio Del whenever needed. And I plan to attend your guys' meetings regularly, if that would be okay with you guys, so that I can update myself on your business of your town, and just get myself, kind of used to what you guys are working towards and working on.
The newly created position of Community Services Officer was recently filled by Jolene Matthews. Matthews most recently worked as a park ranger before joining the department. Matthews introduced herself to the community.
Well, nice to meet you all. I'm really excited to be here. Again, my name is Jolene Matthews. I'm the new Community Service Officer for the City of Rio Del. I'll be working on code enforcement cases, abandoned vehicles, and animal control, and I'm really excited to be here and start making a difference here in the community.
It was noted that in light of increasing levels of COVID-19 in the community, the Rio Del City Hall office hours are being reduced while the county remains in the purple tier. City Hall will be open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Video of the meeting is available at Access Humboldt. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, January 5th at 6:30 p.m. online. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.